there's a story in here of how to ensure a happy, healthy kid of good character and the different cultural mores in the book. And then there are a lot of these haibun. Haibun is a form that is part poetic prose and part haiku. And so I wrote 99 of these. They're their own series called Haibun de la Serna. They all start with an epigraph by Ramon Gomez de la Serna. And they kind of look on the page like that. They're kind of median at the end, or sometimes in the middle there's a haiku-like poem. So this one was inspired by Susan Point's painting, Nowhere Left, talking about habitat. Nowhere left for habitat, because they're building suburbs. Frog song. The poet looked so long at the sky that he grew a cloud in one eye. And there was nowhere left. Each way the spindled whirl, nowhere there. No seas, sky, lake, grass, tree, leaf, grass, stem left. They'd settle for a ghetto island, settle for a frog place to put their skin on and cry. Cry for a mate. Cry to ward off a close encounter with some jealous ghetto frog. Cry just to get some. By Imbolc or Candlemas, we'd all be waiting for wood frogs. We'd call the chorus. We'd hear the silence as the 150 rumbled by and how they'd all creak up again once it was halfway past slaughter. The day'd begin with wood frogs, end with wood frogs under a wood frog moon with a wood frog word creak. It was an ad. Creak. It'd go way past the Fred Meyer, the driver's ed lesson, St. Vinny DePaul, the bike shop. Creak. It went on a whole night of frog fucking. Creak. He's on her back. Creak. Neighbors can't get no sleep. Creak. Can you fuckers knock it off already? Creak. They'd try and fuck any silent thing that would wander close. Sober. Then hitchhike to Alaska in a Christmas tree. Susan spins the whirl again, and there is no sound here. There is no where there, and less here. And the frog whirl may have one for every direction, but her frogs are made of wood. And her frogs are fetching, but no substitute. And creaks when the wood needs some grease. And creak, rarely the sound of some suburb. What's a ghetto anyway? One canary, whose coal mine, and when's winter end? Well, thanks. We know this winter ended in about November.